Thank you, Mina. Thank you, thank you. Welcome, guys. How are you guys feeling? That was a lot of drumming and wailing and moving and releasing and bringing everything to the surface. How are you guys feeling? I'm going to come in and I'm going to continue just bringing us back to our bodies, bring us back to our center. There's going to be a lot of clearing that comes up. There's going to be a lot of my light language coming forward. So it's just containing, creating a container to place that energy in, because that energy is going to move. Good. So just focus on your heart centers. Just reestablishing some boundary lines. Pulling in some energy. Direct energy from the sun. Blazing the area. So what I want you to do is to take yourself and place yourself in what you have seen as a snow globe, as your kid or at Christmas time. You look at the stores, you walk around, and the Christmas decorations have snow globes. And they might have a snowman or a Santa or a reindeer in them. What I want you to do is place yourself, your light body, imagine yourself in the as that main character in that snow globe. Soya kite, kieta kite, kumoya kite, hia kieta koi. So what we're going to do is when you shake those snow globes, there's little crystals, little glitter, little shiny glistening fragments that are in there. So we're going to use that crystalline energy and inhale that energy. So we're going to take a deep breath in. So you took away at the guy at the goy, you did it at the goy. Zaya kieta koya tai, shekaya moya kai, ziate ho hoya tai, yetu kukoy, hey, hi, toy, toy. Koya shukoit. So as you breathe the crystalline in, watch it as it enters your system. So that crystalline, it enters your cellular levels, it addresses your DNA, it allows the energy that you released to just transmute. This crystalline energy is so healing for our structures. So the globe that we're standing in, the outer glass, is our protective energetic bubble. That's what we work with each day. That energetic bubble is what creates our energy to heal itself, to stop other things from coming in that we might not necessarily want to be interacting with. It allows us to keep our greatness in. And if we have things that we encounter through the day that we want to release, we can just go ahead and inhale our crystalline glitter and exhale any of those stressful situations or things that come up through the day that this don't serve us. Koya kaya tai, kiete, kiete, kokoya koe, moya hai, kiete, kiete, hia, 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 koya hai. Koya kaya, kiete, kiete, kokoya kai, moya hai, hia tai. Koya te, tia kaya, noya tai, akai, hia te, ho, ho, moya kai, hia to koi, hia tai, moya kai. So it still feels like there's a little bit of heart racing that's happening. It's still a little bit of grounding that I'm going to pull through. Soyutai. Koyet e koi moya kite. Koyet e kai yuko moya kai hiet. Koyet. When I say koyet, it means quiet. So it's just telling that energy to be quiet. Koi kai kai yo koi moi kai hi kai yo moi koi kai koi koi koi. That's it. So that's grounded. So it feels like the collective is grounded at this point. There's calm that's there. There's peace. After the release, it was a lot of release, and so pulling in that crystalline to rebalance ourselves, bringing in the energetic fields to balance ourselves. That is beautiful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take us on a bit of a guided tour to meet our guides. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to own our own power. Just like what Althea was talking about this morning in her session, we are our own individuals. We get to have that source, twin, union, where we get to a place where it doesn't matter. This person and that person's upset with me. Okay. This and this is happening and I'm not getting paid. Okay. Whatever is happening. Okay. Not my issue. So we get to figure out what is our issues and what we're responsible for and what we want to take ownership of and what no longer serves us. And what that boundary line is going to be super crystal clear after we're completed this, because we want to get back to that place where I've spoke about this before, where when we're toddlers, we just think we're the most amazing and off we go. And we like, just don't care what people think or how they look at us. Or if they say, you know, that doesn't look good. When you're a toddler and you're wearing something crazy and someone says that doesn't look good, you're like, oh, I'm gonna wear it even more. You just don't care. So that's where they own their own power. They have that autonomy. And so along the way, we lose that a little bit as we go through that programming, right? So we're gonna get that back and we're gonna meet some of our guides. We're gonna go through some activations to allow that to happen. And the really cool part is once you've gone to those places with me, you can access them at any time because they're an experience that you've had. So our brain knows something to be true because we've experienced it. And that is sometimes a difficult thing, especially if we've had really difficult situations that we've gone through and our brain now knows it to be true because it experienced it. The great thing about that is the brain doesn't know what is real and what is imagined. So we can recreate whatever we feel no longer serves us. If we have a memory that pops up, we can take that memory, place it in a sealed container, transmute that, and create our own new memory by having a new experience. So don't worry about, well, this happened to me and that happened to me and how am I going to fix that? That person died or that person isn't in my life anymore. No. These are your memories. These are yours. You claim them. You get to do and shape them however you choose to have them shaped by giving your brain a new experience. And so that turns off the trigger sirens. Those places that you go or those smells that come in that remind you of something, having a new experience turns off those trigger alarms. And that's what helps us own our own power by turning off all those alarms. Every time an alarm goes off and we let it run and we let it, like, we chase after it and we say, well, you're to blame. You triggered me. You knew that would upset me. Okay, so why is your alarm going off? Why is it everybody else's job to know what is going to trigger you? Only you know what is going to trigger you. So it's your responsibility to find them and turn them off. And so we're going to go through that process today around how do we find them? How do we turn them off? And we're going to have the help of our guides. So Let me find where I put that. So often we have a something that happens and we want a solution. So we think, okay, I want to, I don't know, quit my job. I want to leave my relationship. I want to change my location. I want a different house. And you start activating your thinking brain to think of solutions. And you're like, okay, well, maybe I could, you know, get a different job and then I'll have more income and then I'll be able to apply for a different housing situation, or maybe I'll do this with my car and it'll allow for this. Your brain starts going through active ways to generate a solution to your problem. But the actual way we should be doing it is reversed. So it's when you come into that source union, that energetic alignment, what ends up happening is our brain turns the solution finding piece off, and we allow that source energy to come in. Now, that feels very, very strange when you are used to being a solution-based problem solver human being that we are. It feels incredibly strange to have, so I'm just going to do nothing and expect the solution to find me. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. So when we haven't learned that and been raised in that system, it's very, very difficult to just lay and trust. It is the equivalent to swimming. When I think of it like this, when you're swimming, you doggy paddle. That's one of the first things kids learn to do is they get a little floaty and they doggy paddle, and they paddle and paddle away. And that's what our brain does when it looks for a solution. It sees some kind of landmark and it's like, that's the solution. And then it works its little butt off, doggy paddling, keeping its head up high, trying to like get to the little land that's there. In reality, if we turned over on our backs and we floated and we just relaxed, let go, surrender, take deep breaths and just let yourself know, like have that trust that no, it's okay. I'm going to be provided for. I am going to be cared for. I'm going to be looked after. I trust in my own skill set. If any emergencies happen, I know that I am divinely connected. I'm provided for. So the last thing that the kids learn when they're swimming is backfloat, because laying on our backs doing nothing, it's counterintuitive. You want me to float by doing nothing. Okay. So you're expecting a solution to come in by me doing nothing is so counterintuitive for most of us, because we've been taught you have to be good to get what you need. You have to be better than what you're doing if bad things are happening to you. So there's this like programming that we take on because that's what society says. That's normal. If bad things are happening to you, you should just do better. Anyways, we're going to go to a place that allows and helps assist you with that floating, that back float. I know I had assistance when I started this journey. It is not easy to just surrender and, source told me to. A source just asked me and directed and guided me. I felt it in my heart, so that's what I did. It's hard for people around you initially to understand, like, what are you talking about? Aren't you a sovereign being that just does whatever you choose to do? Well, I am, and I do have those choices, and I can veto that, but I know that my outcomes also reflect that. And so that's up to you, whether you want to float a little bit, doggy paddle a little bit, float a bit, doggy paddle a little bit. Your choice is yours. But those that are divinely connected will tell you the more that they float, the better the solutions that come are. So like Althea said, you will be tested, right? You will think that you put your boundaries in place. You will think that you floated and that was good. And then you'll see, oh, there's land right there. It'd be really easy for me to get up and just doggy paddle to that land right there. But if you wait and keep floating, the magical thing that's supposed to be happening is actually around that little bend. The current's going to take you right around that bend, and you don't even know it's there. So it's just having that faith and surrendering to float into those divine flow of things. So again, I keep saying, I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to take you on the guided tour on how to access your guides. Because when we're guided and we have a guide and we have our higher self and we have source, these are the things that help us stay afloat. They're what keeps us encouraged to keep going, because we hear those messages come through and we feel that love energy come into our heart space. And so staying plugged into that will keep you continuing to go on your journey of owning your own power and just, it doesn't matter. It's fine. I'm just going to do my own thing, because you can be pissy, but whatever. So I'm going to take you on this guided tour so you can just take a deep breath and hold it for a second and let it out. And we're going to take another deep breath and let it out. And I'm going to take you on this tour, and I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. This is the space where I take my clients when we go to meet their guides. So we are in a, just at the edge, we're outside. We're standing just at the edge of a giant wheat field. And the wheat is ripe. It's golden. It's so vibrant and gold. And you think, yeah, man, sun must be like really shining on this because it's so beautiful. So just helping that image anchor in a little bit for those, it can be challenging, who don't have their sight activated. Just use your imagination and create a wheat field for yourself. So you tie a kaya to kumoya kai, hit kitai, kitakoya kaya kai, kitai, koya kai. So just feel the energy from the wheat, from the sun that's shining, the warmth, koi hiya kai. So the wheat's just blowing in the breeze. You can see it swaying back and forth. So we're going to actually start walking through this wheat field. So some of you might see me walking in front of you a little bit. Some of you just might feel my energy with you. So we're just going to walk. And the wheat comes up to about a little over our knee height. We're walking and we see a tree in the distance. And we're starting to get closer to the tree. And as we get closer to the tree, you can see it's a fairly short, fat tree. The trunk is quite wide. It's quite short for how wide the trunk is. Ooh, and it looks a little bit like a weeping willow tree. It has droopy branches, and it has just a very distinct look about it. There's no other trees here. It's the only tree in the midst of this wheat field. You can see it doesn't have the same leaves as a weeping willow would. It has whatever leaves you want to create on it, you can create on that. I find different clients have different shaped leaves. There's no wrong. You feel the energy coming off this tree. So just breathe in the energy that the tree is giving to you. And see you all standing by. I can see you all standing by the tree. My light language wants to mix with my English. I'm just helping you all pull in that energy. So as we're standing in front of this tree watching, we look to our right and we see there's a being starting to approach us. And it looks at first like white light coming towards us. So I'm just going to continue to call them in. And They're slowly approaching us. They're very curious. Why are you all standing by this tree? Natalie usually just brings one of you at a time. What's going on? So the being is coming closer. You see their white light. This is the being that you will connect with to guide the process of owning your own power. They'll help you with your back float, and they'll help you when you're wondering, is now a back float moment, or am I actually doing a doggy paddle right now? When you're looking at the decisions that you need to make in your life, and you're not sure, you've gotten into maybe a disagreement with a family member or a colleague at work, or you're just not sure, should I be moving? Should I be quitting my job? Should I be buying a new car? Oh yeah, is this a test? I don't know what to do. When you get to those moments and you're not sure if it's a doggy paddle or a backflow moment, you can come back here and connect with this being of light, and you will feel it in your heart center. So I'm just communicating with the being to let them know. So I'm asking this being if this individual takes on the task of helping the collective with their doggy paddle or their back float. I'm explaining to the being what that role entails. Because this is a very serious role. I'm letting the being know that he has to, they have to use the collective's heart space to transmit that message so that you as a collective can feel that and know when you're using a doggy paddle or a back float. So I'm just helping the heart space accept the messages that come from this light being. The being is transferring some energy to your heart space. So you should be able to feel, take a deep breath. Feel the energy coming from the light being. The energy that he's transmitting is soothing, calming. When you look through your light body, you should be able to see the glow of your heart chakra, the glow of the energy that the light being has placed there to help you guide that process of decisions, which you figure out, is this a float or a paddle moment? So the being is thanking, and he's accepting his role. I'm also thanking him for accepting his role. My light language and my English when it's mixed. So he is letting me know that he wants to bring us somewhere else. This is also part and parcel of the typical process that I lead clients through. So we always have a guide for one particular area of our life, and there's other areas that we might have a different guide come in. So this guide is leading this process for doggy paddle and float moments. He's taking us to a new location where we're going to meet another guide, our secondary guide. So I'm just letting him know that we're accepting the new position, the new place that we're going to go. And I'm thanking him, letting him know that that has to be in the best interest of all for us to accept this position. So he's acknowledging, yes, that's. I'm just thanking him. for his service in providing us the new location. So the new location, I'm going to set this up for us as well. So he's actually taking us to what looks like the Disney Palace. So when you go to Disney, or you see it on a postcard or wherever, you see the very typical Princess Palace. It's got the big towers, the golden toppers. So except the difference with this palace is it's made of what looks like pure ice. Somebody told me it looks like Elsa's palace, where it's ice palace, it's glistening. It's actually made of crystalline. It's pure crystal. So as we approach it, we're actually coming out of the water. So as we walk through the water itself is cleansing. And it is just about our waist that we are in. And they're asking me to guide the process of being playful in this water. So turn back towards the open water. And you're going to just, however you choose to swim in this water or play or have fun in this water, you can do that. Some people might choose to do little dolphin dives down into the water. Some people choose to just get their arms wet and like kind of just wave the water onto their bodies. Some people just want to do little flips, being like dolphins or mermaids. This is rejuvenating. This water has crystalline in it, and it is the playful energy just raises our vibration to a place where it's so, so needed in order for us to go into the next step. So ya kai te kia kia kia. You can just play while I language to koya kia te kia te kai kia te kia te kukoi moya kai. Say ya te kia te kai kia te kukoi moya hai he te kia te kai hi kai kukoi kia te moya kai. So all the marine life is coming, the turtles, the dolphins, the mermaids are all coming out to play as well. So to play, the mermaid for us. It's a turtle that's here that's quite curious about what we're doing. The turtle likes to be petted, so he's a nurturing type of guy. So we're just going to wrap up our playing. Say goodbye to this turtle. He doesn't want to leave. So tell the turtle you'll be back. Wish him well. Some of you will have this turtle as your guide. That's why he's still here. You can let him know that you accept his guidance. You can always come back to the water and play and frolic and meet your turtle guide. Okay, so we're going to turn back towards the crystalline palace. We're going to walk towards the shore. We're just keep taking some deep breaths. We're going to get to the sand. And the sand is not our typical golden sand. Our sand is a silvery blue with a tinge of purple almost. So we're going to keep walking through the sand, and we're going to get really close up to that palace. feels quite warm here. It smells like almost like a tropical, I don't know, water, like the beach. So I am just going to ask for entrance into the palace. We're going to go inside. So St. Germain is coming forward. I'm going to communicate with him about our intentions. Letting him know we intend to come inside. We just want to look at the crystalline room. And ask him, do we allow us entrance? He's asking me for all of everybody. Yes, all of everybody. He's like, you could be responsible then. Yes, yes, of course. Okay, so he is putting something around my neck just to help with bringing everybody inside and taking on the responsibility and helping assist the process. He's putting a robe on me. I'm thanking him. He's tying it up. Thank you. He's blessing me, putting his hands on me. Okay, we're going to access inside. So we have been magically teleported into a room. And the room, if you think of the movie Aladdin, and they had big mounds of gold coins and treasure, this is the room that we are in. We are in this big room where it's not even that large, really. It's maybe about 12 feet by 12 feet. But the ceiling is, it just goes up forever and ever. It's quite large, quite high. And in this room, it is, instead of big piles of gold like Aladdin had, we have big piles of crystalline, big piles of energetic recharging dust that all of those negative and painful feelings that you released are going to be replaced with this crystalline. So we're going to take this time to breathe in the air that's in this crystalline chamber. So you can pick up the dust, you can play with it, you can examine it, you can do whatever you might do with sand. You can use the glitter, crystalline glitter, in the same way. And as I'm speaking, the room is lighting up and charging the crystalline as you guys are playing. And So in the center of the room, there appears to be, it's like an orb of energy. It's a big white orb of energy that you guys can come in and touch. To place your hand on it when you feel ready or drawn to or called to. If you do not feel called to touch it, that's fine too. So the energy is, for those who have touched it, is transferring up your arm. And you are embodying that energy, that Christ energy that's there. Pietaj kai kuem oyat kai yet kuem. 会拍，也不拍，不会，不会，也不拍。So just helping assist that energy flow through with Thai Kiet Koi Kiet Thai. For those of you that don't want to touch it, you can continue to play with the crystalline sand. The sand is charged with this energetic orb energy. Tukwe Shikait Koi Koi Kayanite Kokoyat Kitai Kumoya Kitai Kitai Uhoyat.Zayate kyokoya, ukwaya kite kapai. Uy, kite kumoya kai, hiatai kai, hiokoya. You guys look so bright. Kai, tikoya kai. Koya kayate kite, kukwaya kitai, kai hip, ukwaya kitai, kukwaya kitai. Take that energy from the crystalline or from the orb of energy source, you can take it and spread it through your body. Look through your body and see that energy flowing through it. Pull it out through from your hand that's touching it up through your arm into your shoulder. Pull that into your heart space. Pull that over to your other shoulder. Pull it down into your arm and then down into your hand.Now go back to your heart center space, pull that energy down, and pull it towards your root. So I'm just going to language it so that it doesn't ping back up. It wants to ping back to your heart space as you guys are pulling it down. So into your root. Okay, it's going down to your thighs, into your knees, into your calves, into your ankles, into your feet. You have to fully embody that energy of the orb and of the crystalline sand. Just breathe in. Just pulling it into each chakra and activating them to koi. Koi akamaya kite. Koi titi kai. Oh, to koi. Koi kayate. Shukun kite. Koi. Last one. It's a root chakra. It's going to activate.Hey, kite, kitai, quiet, hey, she quiet. Quiet. Okay, so that completes the activation of the energy that's there. Quiet. So you can slowly begin to focus on your heart space.Going to slowly step back into our bodies. We're going to focus on a noise that we hear in our home or in our surroundings. We're going to open our eyes when we're ready. So let me know how that felt. If you guys saw the turtle, if you guys saw the ray of light being, if you guys saw the, who else did we meet? Oh, Saint Germain came and did a bunch of stuff to me. What did you guys feel? What did you, with your thoughts as this was happening? Did you guys feel the crystalline ball and see the palace and swim in the water. Yeah, so you've seen it good.